Hello everyone, welcome again to the Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so many wonderful things to share with us. You know, we teach our children in stages. For every stage of their life, we give them stages of information. And there are things the Lord wants to share with us. And He has to teach us in stages. Everybody is taught at their pace, what they can understand, what they can receive. And they can display God's light on their level. What kind of background did they come from? The Lord has mercy on us. You know, when you think about the zero, you know, let's look at it like a scale. What normally happens is the zero line. A man born in a loving home, or a girl born in a boy or girl that's born in a loving home. Both parents love each other, and they love God, and they love their children. And they've taken time to get an education. They made good choices in life, good sober choices in life. They stayed away from the wrong things. They did it God's way. They listened to their mentors. Their parents took them to church and Sunday school, and they listened, and they did the things that was necessary. They finished college. They did the things that wise people will do, and they stayed the course. They faced their obstacles with courage. Everything that they've done, all the wise choices they made, all the wrong things they rejected, helped give their children a head start. A legacy. And in heaven, they gave God something to work with. When we make wise and sober choices, we give God something to work with in our lives. That's just the way it works. That's the way it is. Now, that's the zero line. So their children start off properly. And they begin to grow just like their parents. Now the world is going to try to persuade them otherwise, against their parents' wishes, against God's wishes. And Satan's going to try to use whoever he can to hurt their lives, hinder their lives, and persuade them away from what's right. He's going to try to give them other alternatives to get them to live beneath what's normal. Now, the reason I called it the zero line, we grow from where we are. If everything is equal, if everything is normal and proper, that's a good starting point. And the enemy's trying to corrupt them, just like he does everybody else in the world. You know, evil men write songs, plays, short stories, things like that, and the enemy uses it to persuade children, even cartoons. Some of the cartoons are just wicked. And you can't, you know, some things shouldn't even be on our TV, but it is. There are all forms of persuasions in life. People are doing all kind of things. And it's debauchery. And people take heed to it. They get involved with it, and they like it. But wise people shun the wrong things. Job, he feared God, and he shunned evil. And you can't do that unless you love God. If your love for God, it has to always be stronger than the desires of the world. And we can destroy every desire from the world system. The world is fancy. It doesn't look like an ugly monster, the monster that it is. It's designed just like fish bait to get you over there. And once you get involved with it, it hardens your heart against God. Everything in the world system is anti-God. So if it's anti-God, it's anti-Christ. Another way, an alternative. And Satan even got churches on board. Churches. The reason Paul said that would be a falling away is because some people gave heed, they listened to, and got involved with seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The seducing spirits lured them in the world, and then the doctrines of devils overcame them. And it killed, you know, sin kills your will to fight back. If your will to resist sin is dead, then you are dead with it. But the Word of God nourishes us so that we can live. And some people have gotten trapped inside the world, and they wish they could get out, but they don't have the will to fight. They wish they didn't have all these desires anymore. And they're actually tired of them. Because everything, lust controls you. Greed controls you. And you have to be trained, and you have to have a strong love for God to overcome those things. And, you know, Jesus gave us the right to pray for whatever we will. If his word abide in us and we abide in him, we can ask what we will and it will be done. And the first thing they want is money. And many people don't have the ability to control greed. And this is how you can tell. What are you doing with what you have? How often do you help others with what you have? Some people want to give what others have given them. And they never realize they're really trapped. And preachers, the preachers that do their job, people don't even want to pay tithes in church. Why? You're being blessed. Your family's being structured. You know, I had a conversation with a pastor, and he was looking for things to get better. I said, sometimes, you know, it's working. We look for things to get grand, but sometimes it's what you don't see that's the blessing. People not getting divorced. People, children loving their parents. They're not going to jail. The parents don't have to pay court costs. Some families don't even know what it's like to pay court costs. And it's like buying a house. They bail their children out with the last drop of money they have, and then the child go do something else. You know, they should have took their children to church, a good one, and taught them something. But people do whatever they want and it goes haywire. It's not God's fault. It's not the pastor's fault. Unless the pastor taught wrong. But if you do what you're supposed to do and pray over your children, they will do fine. If you guide them in the way, if you train them in the way they should go, when they're old, they won't depart from it. Children are people. Children try things. You can't trust children to do what they're supposed to do. You have to, Jesus said, suffer them. Make them go. Make them learn. Suffer them. And you can also take it this way. Suffer your flesh. Make it do right. Make it listen. Make it go where it's supposed to. Don't let the bed and the comfort of your home be a trap to this world, a portal to the world system. Go where you're supposed to be. Do the things of God because you love Him. If you can't say no to a child, the child is going to die. If you can't say no to your flesh, you're going to get killed. Lack of knowledge is nothing. That's the main reason people die. He didn't say that my people will perish for lack of knowledge. He said they'll be destroyed because they lack knowledge. They decided not to learn. You have to decide that you're not going to learn anything, because knowledge and wisdom is all around us. If you just go outside and sit on the front porch, you can learn a lot in one day just by sitting on the front porch watching. Or you can sit there elusive, idle. You learn nothing that way. But if you look around, you'll see all forms of wisdom around you in any neighborhood. People who sleep out too much, their house looks like it. People who are lazy, they grow weaker, and everything they own reflects it. I'm not being ugly, but that's just how it is. People who do what they should do, everything they own looks like it. Some people work too much and they don't have time to take care of their property. But you can tell things by what you see. Not everything perfectly, but there's a reason for everything for it to end up like it does. But in life, you have to do the things that's necessary if you want your life to turn out like it should, like it can. Now, God loves us. His love is ready and available. He's there to help us at any time we need Him to. But wise people use their resources. Foolish people waste their resources. The Proverbs take us forward. But the world system takes us backwards. And we'll end up living far below the zero line. Now, some children, they grow up in a bleak condition, a terrible condition. They're being raised by one parent, the other parent's on drugs. And sometimes both parents are on drugs. And sometimes people are, you know, they grow up in a home that ended in divorce. And one parent slanders the other. Now remember, our first authority figures represent God. What a child sees the parents do, that's what God does too in their mind. One parent may be trying to do the right thing. The other parent slanders that parent and provokes and slanders for years. Now, what's in the heart of that child now? What did that parent give God to work with? Bitterness, selfishness, strife. When they get married, in their mind, that's what you do. Unless they go to church and learn more. Unless they see couples operate like they should. If you have one parent giving good advice, the other parent giving poor advice. Now remember, the way Satan set things up, he make the world system sound good. And people struggle. They have all kind of problems because they're lacking structure. They're lacking structure. For them to rise above the zero line, they're going to have to hear God's word. They're going to have to see loving people operate according to the kingdom of God. They're going to have a desire for it. Now, the word of God is written. Anybody can read it and receive it. But what if they can't read well? What if they don't comprehend what they read? If they put forth the effort, the Lord will help them. I know this. He's done it before. If they try to read it, the Lord will help them and open up their understanding. Because the word of God is alive. And now people can hear the word of God But receiving God's word helps you rise above any situation, if that's what you want. But you can't learn much from the Lord unless you reject the world, because the world system hardens your heart against God. And people don't know this about sin. They're looking at having fun. They don't really mean to go out and be bitter against God, but sin causes it to happen anyway. And it mars your creativity. The creative things that God has done in you are challenged in every way because the world system is anti-God. Satan's trying to divide you from the knowledge of God. He's trying to not divide you from the wisdom of God. He's trying to keep you from trusting God. He's actually trying to make you bitter against God. See, the first generation, they got to a point. They didn't want God in their thinking. They made their own things to worship. And the Lord flooded the world. Romans 1 says they didn't want God in their thinking anymore. They did things to show that they hate God. Men married men. They didn't marry them. They slept with them. Women with women. Doing things that's unseemly. All these things are written in the Word of God. So that we can avoid the same trap. Remember, the world system is a trap. The end game is death. Antichrist religion is a trap. And the end game is also death. Some people will fall for the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And some people will fall for the same things, but they want a religion. They trust cold religion. Real godly religion is Jesus, doing what Jesus did, loving people. Loving God, serving mankind. He fed people. He healed the sick. Caused the lame to walk, the blind to see, the deaf to hear. He went about doing good, representing God. He didn't go around lusting out the women. He did it right. But people make a choice. Now I'm going to tell you something. In the presence of God, you know what you did. You know where you are. And people who preach wrong, if they get in God's presence, they're going to see themselves as they are. When Jesus returns, everyone will cast their idols to the mats. They'll cast their idols in hiding places. They're going to try. See, when Jesus comes, they're going to know it. They're caught off guard. And they'll see themselves as they are because the light of God's the light of God's way will be known. When I go in the presence of the Lord, sometimes I see me. I can sense where I am, what I've been doing. Especially early on. I made adjustments over the years. But I would go in his presence and I would see myself as I was. When you study the Word of God, you see yourself as you are. You know, it measures what you do. You read the Word and the Word reads you and gives you knowledge of where you are at that stage of your life. Sometimes I study the Scripture, I say, I need to do more of this. Or I need to continue doing that. And in the presence of the Lord, he doesn't have to open his mouth. You know you're wrong, and you know where you're right. But the Word of God will help us rise above all things so that we can have greater homes, greater experiences, stronger family structures. It's the same thing with the church, too. Strong church ties. Our church family. People doing the same thing we are. It's encouraging. And then people have spiritual gifts sometimes, and they really come to put markers in our lives, something we can remember when things get tough. We know God said something. We have an anchor there. But people miss out. Now, some people live way above the zero line. They don't just have a good home. They love God, and they're progressive in their learning. They relate to the Lord. They go in His presence. They yield to the Holy Spirit. Now, their life is going to turn up. It's going to be something even far greater than just a normal good life. They pray things through. They become people that God can trust, people that God can give an assignment to, and they'll do it. The Lord can't give people assignments until He trusts that they'll do it. Because the assignment that He give you is necessary. And if He give it to you, you got it. Nobody else has it. And if He give you an assignment, you need to do it. It's not going to be good if you don't. He's going to want to know why you didn't do it. He's not going to kill you if you don't do it. But you need to do what you've been given to do. And they yield to the Holy Spirit. They receive the Holy Spirit. They receive His wisdom. They receive His knowledge. They live according to God's word. And from there, they begin to rise above the zero line. And they speak in tongues, they receive the Holy Spirit. And then they spend time in the presence of the Lord, learning His word, learning His ways, learning how He does things, learning life. And how to live, and how to bless, and how to help. And the Lord giveth them the anointing. And the parents, they leave a legacy for their children. And their children, you know, the Lord pointed out in Timothy, He told him to stir up the gifts that was also in his grandmother. See, the spiritual gifts that's on our lives gets on our children's lives until Christ returns. If you're a preacher, your children are going to have the same kind of anointing that God gives you in many cases. And you not only live a good life yourself, you have to do the word of God just like everybody else. But when you have the anointing, you have God, wherever you have the anointing, that's where you have God's ability. The anointing is, it gives us God's ability. The Lord gives a man or a woman God's ability. That references to maturity. So if a person's mature and they'll do God's word, He gives them His anointing to do something. And then they draw near to the Lord, and they do precisely what God gives them to do. And they rise above the zero line, and they cause others to do the same thing. As we draw near to the Lord, He draws near to us. We can do all things through Christ. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.